Podcast Rangers, gonna watch Amazon Season 2. Enter the Amazons!
Now I know the words!
And welcome, everybody, to Enter the Amazon. I'm your host, Pinkcaster Lightshirt. I'm here with Bluecaster, Yellowcaster, and Orangecaster, respectively.
Yay!
So we are
usually
talking...
when you say respectively, you have, like, a previous reference to those people that would follow the same order. That would be the purpose of the word respectively.
Whatever. It just sounded nice.
I'm here with this blue guy, this yellow guy, and this orange guy. It's Ichigar and Noble, respectively.
Hi.
See? That's how that works.
Whatever.
Noble, say hi.
Hi.
There he is.
All right, now we know he exists.
Okay,
let's move on.
So we're talking about episode 2 of season 2, or episode 15. Orphans.
Little children near, don't know where
and
their
parents
are.
Cry directly in this jar.
I will drink it at the bar. Sipping on orange tears.
What
sip
the
on,
fuck?
Sip on orphan tears.
Okay, enough!
Sipping on orphan tears.
What the fuck is that?
It's a your favorite Martian song.
What the fuck is that?
Ray William Johnson's an independent animated band.
You lost me at Ray William Johnson.
Well, don't worry. That band doesn't exist anymore.
Rightly so.
But yeah. Nobody can come back.
No, I won't. Okay. Anyways, oh boy, was this episode fucked up.
Oh, like, buddy!
Like, they cranked this shit to an 11 out of a possible 5. 50 points if you get that right.
Oh, okay, that's a bit high.
Yeah.
That's high. I was thinking more of like a 15 out of 10.
Okay, you guys are definitely taking it a bit, like, too far.
No, well, your thing is, like, only one-tenth less than what Lane said.
Okay, a 15 out of 13.
I was making a ninja sex party joke, but sure.
I was making an episode number joke.
Oh, but
well, I would say it would be like an 8.5 out of 9 out of 10 kind of thing.
I rated it 7 out of 5.
Shit was gory, man. So
you guys in your incomplete fractions.
So the main focus of this episode seems was we got to learn more about Eeyou, the Crow Amazon's past, and boy, does she have a fun past, apparently.
She's a fucking zombie!
Yeah, she...
Not just any zombie. She's basically a perfected Sigma.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because think of it, Sigma was
perfected, loosely. Better built.
More
functional.
A more obedient Sigma.
Yeah, they sucked out, like, the emotions and just made her a soldier.
The character.
Yeah, because, I mean, Sigma didn't, like, fucking... break his legs after every fucking fight.
Oh no! Siphon really... Siphon got to Eeyou?
Eeyou.
Eeyou.
Don't make references to your own works that no one reads.
Eeyou, is what I like to call her. No.
It was really, really jarring to just see her walking and then just every so often just.
Yeah,
that's
just fucking legs.
Whoops, that's my leg!
just watch it in my room, like, gross.
Just in the middle of a fight. I'll try the other leg!
You know why her name is Eeyou?
Why?
Because Eeyou.
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, because this episode, her flashbacks were ew.
Ew.
But yeah, so apparently we found out that her, like, father became, like, a Amazon or something like that.
Became one of the new zombie-zons.
And...
ate the mother, ate the daughter.
Because I'm a zombie!
Yeah, so much shit ripped
out Eeyou's eye.
Ate it!
Yeah, so you see, like, the mother, and she's just laying on the floor, her ribs are fucking, like, sticking out, and then, like...
Yeah,
and
then
the sister...
I actually had to look away!
The other daughter was, like, lying on the ground with, like, her guts fucking spilling out, because she was just, like, thrown against a wall and just went to fucking town.
Like, if it's a monster having its fucking blood torn, like, spilling out, or its head ripped off, or whatever, I'm fine with that! It's a suit! But, like, human entrails everywhere,
no,
I can't
handle it. Like, I'm okay with some gore, but, like, to an extent, but, like, Jesus Christ, even this made me just go, like, oh, and then you had to, like, eat the eyeball, and I was like, nope, I
just ate!
Yeah, good thing I ate, like, hours before, but...
I guess he likes seafood.
I see what you did there.
You're both fired.
I'd normally be on board with that, but now I just want to cry.
Man.
Like, and then, yeah, like...
But hey, you could at least say that flashback was a good eye catcher.
Oh. Kindly go fuck yourself.
What was even creepier was he was, like, singing this, like, song that he, like, used to sing to you as a little girl while, like, he's just, like, brutally eating and murdered her family.
I totally predicted that.
Wait. Hmm? I have the perfect thing. Hmm? It's my birthday. You must die.
You must die. You must die. Wait, come back.
What's cool was his Amazon was awesome too. The design was awesome too because it was like another bird, but looked like more like a more fleshed out bird.
The only part I was looking at the screen for, I couldn't make out what kind of bird it was.
I think it was an actual like crow. Like it was a more like.
It was another bird like that. Yeah, like a crow or a raven.
Yeah. But nevermore. No, like,
nevermore.
Beforehand, like, he was, Eeyore was fighting the other, like, bridal Amazons.
The bridal
and, like,
party. One of them was a rhino.
Yeah, like, rhinoceros beetle, I think.
And no, it was just a rhino.
Oh, okay.
And apparently next week, one's a freaking elephant.
Cool.
I gotta show Kelly that.
Poor Zoogers.
They're the Zoogers!
The walking humans.
The
Amazon came from.
It's the Amazons.
Oh god. No, but it was cool. Like one of the final like Amazon she killed, she like literally like jumped up and just kicked her fucking head off and I was like, "Wow." Like blood spilling out of the fucking neck and then you see like just the thing of blood like on the tree that she got like fucking hit on and I was just like, "Wow."
And I just love how fucking on point the 4C asshats were with like the Nagase and his crew.
Yeah, like, fried the guy's phone who was recording.
We drugged your friend and we're taking him back with us. And boop! And your phone is erased. Oh, and you can't follow us because we disassembled your motorcycles.
Your moped.
GG, asshats! Peace!
Bye!
Yeah, during the scene where she kicks the one Amazon's head off, I was watching this at, like, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. So I'm just sitting here and I'm just like, whoa! And then my grandfather in the other room's like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Yeah."
No, you were like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!" I'm gonna stop making that joke.
We gotta go after that.
That's gonna be the running joke the whole season.
Basically, the mopeds are broken. To quote Adam Sandler, "What an asshole!"
So another subplot is we found out now how the like infection is getting spread. Through this water that's from this company called Aroma Ozone.
Wait a minute.
Least subtle name of all time.
Wait a minute. It just occurred to me. They're spread around by water. Once you drink the water, you turn into a monster.
Well, like eventually.
Oh my god. They're gremlins. Gremlins 3 confirmed.
Oh fuck.
Stripes and his army shall lead again, but in Japan.
No, but if, like, Tachibana was, like, spouting some shit, saying, like, that would oh, like, Amazons are behind, like, this water, this infection going through, distributing through the water, and I'm like, has, like, Haruka become the villain of the show now or something? Like, is he doing this?
No, they're out in the forest, and they're pissing in the river, which is contaminating the water.
Here's the thing.
Whatever is just like,
here's the thing.
Babaru, come on, let's get going. Oh, give me a second. I just need to piss in this river here.
Hold on. Okay, while I won't count that outside the realm of possibility, I feel like that would be way too comedic of a reason for a show like we just watched.
In a less immature way, they could just be bathing in the river. I mean, they were living in, like, what, a field?
Well, yeah.
What is this, Attack on Titan?
But remember, these are like the old style Amazons, and this is like a whole new like breed of Amazon virus. Oh, is that really enough to trigger it?
Oh my god.
Maybe it fused with fucking phytoplankton. Who the fuck knows? It's a weird world out there, man. Fish with fucking light bulbs.
All I'll say is, it's been 5 fucking years. I better get my Amazonia.
No.
I want my ass out of Amazons.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, but you
at
have
all
to go to the Amazon rainforest.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's where Haruka just came from.
But Attack on Amazons. Think of it. For those that don't know, major spoilers.
No.
Titans are made from a contaminated water.
Aw, thanks.
I mean, I didn't care.
I knew that because I watched the movies.
If that's the reason...
That is the reason.
Yeah.
Contaminated is that where this water. Show got the idea? God damn it, yeah, I hate that.
But yeah, this is doing it right.
Okay.
Because
the live-action movies make it worse because it's like... Oh, it's kind of sort of set in a post-apocalyptic present day. So it's like...
I mean, sure.
We're still going to watch that movie for Cast Ranger.
What movie? There,
which one?
The both Attack of on them Titan live action? The one where...
It stars Oz!
The one where Oz is the protagonist.
He's not the protagonist in either of them. He's just a side character. Have you seen the anime?
He's the one that dies.
I watched three episodes and decided I didn't want to watch any.
Okay, I don't know if he was in the first three. He's the guy from The Married Couple.
Okay.
He's the one that dies.
Anyways, so...
He is the one who knocks.
That'd be interesting if Haruka is, like, the villain behind... Especially because at the end, he seems very, like, intimidating, and he immediately transforms, and then next week's preview, it's like, oh, he's targeting Eiyuu for some reason, so... That's his plan, I'm gonna make the whole world Amazons. Everyone's Amazons,
no one will be.
Here's the thing. I think it's more along the lines of, remember how we just compared Eiyuu to Sigma?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how they didn't like Sigma?
Oh.
I think maybe he just wants to put Eiyuu out of her fucking misery.
And that's why, like, Chihiro is just gonna be, like, the one defending her.
Yes, and like, that's why they'll fight.
Can we talk about Sonic the Hedgehog Amazon?
Oh my god! Okay, I think it's based off a sea urchin.
It is, but come on now.
It literally appeared doing homing attack!
It's a fast!
It looked like a quillfish to me.
I tried looking it up on the wiki and I couldn't figure it out.
It might be either a sea urchin or a blowfish. I don't know.
Because of the way that its face looked like, it's probably a sea urchin.
Give me fugu!
Definitely a
blowfish.
Please say someone got that.
Simpsons?
From the tick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah.
It's a sewer urchin.
So we found out in this episode that 4C is the company that made the Neo Amazons driver.
Who the fuck is 4C?
The company that Tachibana runs.
What does 4C mean?
Amazon. Sure. They have a silent C in the front of it.
You were here for last week's episode. We talked about who they are.
There's like...
I don't remember acronyms.
Anyways, the point is, they made the Neo Amazons driver, which means that Tachibana got his request, what he wanted from the first season.
Yep.
To further weaponize the Amazons.
Yeah, and then for the off-record thing, like, got Eiyuu made as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, we decided to take, like, a dead body, turn it into, like, a living Amazon that we could use as just a living, undead weapon.
It's Sigma again.
Yeah.
Except they just didn't give her a belt for some reason.
It's... Guys, it's just Sigma, but she has tits. I want it.
He's got tits.
None of them thinking about that. Like, yeah, since she's just a new version of Sigma, why didn't they make her another driver?
Because it probably was too expensive.
And it's probably...
I would love to see, like, a rider version of the Crow.
What's that over there? Hey, Haruka's back.
Hey, those jerkwads that Chihiro were hanging with got infected.
No, only one.
Yeah, so he's, like, looking at, like, the news report or whatever like that about the contaminated water. He's like, oh, shit, they have that, like, in office I work at. Turns around, just infected, and me and Ichiro just, ha!
Like, it's already all the way up his face.
It scared the fuck out of me, because I was not expecting that to be, like, instantaneous.
This is, in fact, now a Kamen Rider zombie story.
Infection.
You know what it is? It's like the game virus. You're infected, but you don't know you're infected until someone's like, oh, by the way, this thing is really bad for you.
Oh, God! This show is Dangerous Zombie!
No. It's The Walking Dead.
Eiyuu is the Dangerous Zombie Gamer.
Everyone is already infected with the Amazon virus.
Apparently, because over tens of thousands of people were drinking this water.
You thought 4,000 was enough in the first season? No, tens of thousands.
Oh, that's fancy.
Nope.
Tlaloc is not going to be enough this time.
Like, they're talking about the news report. Like, there's a report in the news talking about, like, the water. I wanted to see, like, for comedic purposes, just, like, a guy drinking it while he's drinking, just...
I thought that's what they were going to do, because while they were talking about it, it showed the guy starting to drink the water. I'm like...
Yeah, but, like, everyone who's drinking the water at that moment is also not watching that report.
No, and there was, like, a close-up of, like, this woman's neck as she was, like, drinking it. I was like, oh, okay, I don't need to see that, thank you.
Water commercial. You'll fucking die.
The entire... No, this... in... fucking... Kurosaka?
Dastani.
Kurosaka.
He was just great the entire episode, just being kind of, like... creepy, and then,
oh my
like,
god, when he started telling Fuku about Yu's past, just seeing him smile as he tells the story.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
That guy genuinely creeps me the fuck out, and I hope he becomes an Amazon, then a villain, then dies.
No, I hope Jin fights him.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome. Just him versus Jin, that'd be great. No, great fight.
I made a joke at work today, in my head. About
I didn't tell anyone.
I didn't tell anyone.
A joke. At work. In my head.
But basically, I'm like, where's Jin in all this? I'm like, oh yeah, he's blind. Chances are he probably can't find anything.
Just make all the Anchorman 2 jokes. I'm blind!
Dasani, now proud sponsors of Kamen Rider Amazon.
Oh, thanks for putting that in my head. I love Dasani.
No, it was the only water company I could think of.
Aquafina has changed its new name to Aquazones. Aquazones.
Aquaman.
You took it too far.
No, I just want to talk to you.
Believe in Aquazones.
Chihiro's white room is whiter than Haruka's white
room.
It's whiter than any pale kid's room.
No, but see, in season one for Haruka's situation... he was an Amazon, and Director Lady wanted him to be more, like, feel more like a human, so, and
but
not
Haruka,
make him realize he was an Amazon, so,
fuck room
I'm just
like
gonna
every
put
other
you,
normal
I'm
child.
Just gonna put you in a room in my actual house, so you feel more human.
Yes, and let's keep everything pale and white and boring,
and
and
devoid of color.
But that was interesting, though.
It's to make him stand out.
Tachibana was, like, psyching Chihiro the fuck out. Just,
Chihiro?
Chihiro. Yeah, Chihiro, whatever.
Get your name in right. It's your own
that's
show.
A super form.
Anyways, was kind of like psyching him out going like, I'm not an Amazon, I'm a human. He's like, yeah, but you have an urge to eat. What's that all about? And he's like, fuck you.
Normal people don't eat other people. And my immediate response, some do.
Yeah, if they're like under the influence of something, or they're just crazy.
Don't you remember that guy in Australia?
All cannibals are secretly Amazons.
Try to think about cannibals, Gar.
Sure.
Cannibalism.
Have you guys played Until Dawn?
No.
I've watched a playthrough of it.
The Wendigo is actually an Amazon?
Oh, God. Those things are scary, man. Chihiro decides, like, oh, I'll fight for you, but you have to treat you like a normal person. And he's like, he doesn't exactly say, okay, we'll treat her like a human. It's just like, okay, we'll let you, like, hang out with her.
So,
deal!
We find out why he's projecting onto her. Because she is a human, sort of.
Basically, Chihiro wants to...
use her to prove to himself that he's still a human.
Interesting.
I mean, she's as much of a human as Kenzaki is from Blade.
Yep. I like how a lot of people were pissed about the spoiling the end of Blade in Go Rider.
Why? It's a sucky ending. Blade fucking sucks.
And it was 2004. You've had, what?
13 years.
Yeah.
You're not
get over it.
Anyone who hasn't watched Blade by now, it's your own fault.
Or if you don't care like me, I tried watching Blade and I'm like...
I mean,
yeah, I don't care.
You should have pieced one. You should have put A and B together simply by the fact that this is a special specializing in showing dead riders, and Kenzaki is among them.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So
Chihiro wants to prove to himself that he's human because he may or may not have eaten his own mom.
Kotaro, you bad, bad boy.
Yeah, it's even weirder when you think that it was the actor who plays Kotaro. Yeah, so brand new Power Ranger.
Yeah, so we're going to see a flashback of just Koguma Sky Blue just om-nomming his mom.
Mom-nomming.
That's the name of this episode. Mom-nom-nom-nom-nom.
For raising.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, and this time they actually subbed the name of his attack. Amazon Slash.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, oh.
Is that so hard?
Whoa. Someone has dysfunctioning hearing now.
They've done it!
They broke the code.
So he uses it on the hedgehog urchin whatever and impales it in the face, and EU gets visibly triggered and starts flashing back and singing the song!
Peachy, can we just have, like, for the thumbnail for this episode, just, like, EU's face just like all bloodied up or whatever like that.
And
like
just
not
triggered?
No, and then just no. And then on the left is just an image of Kotaro just with like a super happy looking face. It's like, ah! Yay!
I wanna be an Amazon too.
I wanna be an Amazon to destroy Dark Matter! Oh
God. Guys, I'm the new Amazon!
Isn't that cool or what? Noah and
he's blue!
Guys, he's the new Blue Ranger!
No. Okay, Lane, ever since you mentioned it last week, about the whole eyes thing, you know what I'm hoping for now?
Huh?
He uses the original Amazon belt and becomes like a blue version of like Alpha.
Yeah, well, I mean, when we saw him transform in this week's episode, like, he kind of was looking up, so we got to see, like, the red eyes underneath, like, the visor, so...
I would love to see, like, an Amazon's Driver version 1 version of Neo.
Wouldn't it be... Because,
like, because he has, like, the mouth crack there.
Ooh! What if there's only one Neo Amazon's Driver and Omega Haruka steals it?
Maybe.
Ooh, and maybe. Then, like, he leaves his old belt behind, and then Chihiro just gets that belt somehow.
It's like,
interesting.
This is here. I am using it.
Okay, like, I still don't like how Neo Omega looks, but it would be interesting just to see why how Haruka uses that form and for, like, his motivation.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool.
I love, like, after EU is, like, sitting there clutching her eye.
Yeah, like, because fucking
like
Chihiro stabs the Amazon in the face.
Chihiro comes up to her, what after knowing her whole deal about how she's a living corpse, and he's like, "Are you hurt?" Meanwhile, she's like, "Cut the fuck up all over." So just like, "Are you hurt?" Yes, visibly.
It was super creepy too, seeing her like, even though like her legs were broken, like she was injured and like she de-henchined or whatever like
and
that.
She's, like,
she's still like trying to go towards the Amazon to fucking destroy it. And I'm just like, what are you gonna do?
Hang on.
Her best.
Her best.
You know how like you hear her bones?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, a lot of bone cracking.
I don't think she's doing that like accidentally. Because remember what happened to Sigma?
Mm-hmm.
He turned to goop. Oh, perfect. He turned to goop, so in which chances are, since she is a corpse, her body is starting to just fall apart. Like from the inside out,
yeah.
She will start to like die.
I feel like that's something that could happen.
Because they're... And Chihiro's like, oh, I want to save her. It's like, what can you save? She's already dead.
Yeah.
How do you save that which has no life?
Also, yeah, when one of the Team X members was, like, attacking the other two, one of them was getting, like, their leg... He was, like, chopping on one of their fucking legs, and, like,
Kenta.
You just saw, like, the blood spraying, like, on the wall.
It
and
was
like, Jesus.
Taku was the one who got infected, and he was eating the one called Kenta. And then Shido shows up, fucking blasting guns and shit and saying,
yeah, no,
you guys
like,
owe rent.
This
the Amazon thing was just by accident. I was just gonna shoot you guys.
This shit's just happening, and I'm just like, Shido, we need you now, please. And he comes in.
During that entire scene, I was just like, dude, run. He's not attacking you.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Well, I mean, he was rightly concerned that if he started running, he would turn his attention to him.
Huh? Aw, oh, shit. Leap. And I started nomming and nomming and nomming and Zubala.
Fucking hell, I knew you were making some food joke.
Usa la goosa goop.
I want to talk about my favorite thing in the entire episode.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Number one. Haruka.
Number one.
Yeah, Haruka showing up, like, during, like, the third act.
With a completely separate Jung Raider, by the
way. So chances are that means Shihiro's, like, Shihiro's...
They made his separately.
Yeah. It's been 5 years.
They could have at least made it a different color.
Yeah, agreed.
We don't want to waste more SH figure arts on new bikes.
You know what they could have done? They could have just repainted it a different color.
Nah.
For
switch the colors. Make it green with red trim instead of red with green trim.
Okay.
Anyway, Neo-Man. For living out with the Amazon wild people, he's looking very well kept.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same shirt he left with.
Yeah, I'm like, why is he still on the white
but
shirt?
Remember,
well, I mean, where's in he gonna go?
No, but in the finale of season one, he did have a different outfit. Remember, he had, like, the plaid shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He stopped at the Gap on his way in.
Sorry, guys. Stopped at my truck. Or I stopped at my trailer.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, it's like, but instead of... I can't remember his name, the guy with the glasses.
Fuku.
Yeah, Fuku.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, who's that? He's like...
Oh, it's Haruka.
Oh, it's Haruka.
Well, I mean...
Who else has a motorcycle that goes, rawr, I'm a motorcycle.
Rawr, I'm a motorcycle.
I mean, Kamen Rider Black.
Oh my God.
I am motorcycle!
Can the motorcycle be... Can the Jung Raider be voiced by Dan Stevens?
No, the motorcycle will obviously... The motorcycle would obviously be voiced by Danny DeVito.
I'm a Jung Raider! Come and get me!
Who's Dan Stevens?
The Beast from the Beauty and the Beast movie.
Oh, sure.
Oh. The new one or the old one?
New one.
Okay, then I don't care.
You know, he's also in The Guest. the Blu-ray is up
there. The new one. The new one. I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't not give a fuck.
Actually, I don't even, like, other than the word Haruka, I don't think Fuku said, like, a goddamn word the whole episode.
He was asking Kurosaki about you.
Okay. But it's just, like, at one point, like, Fuku's just, like, watching all this shit going on, and he's just like, I'm getting too old for this shit, man. Like, literally.
I want to know where the hell Kazuya and the other members of the first team went. I hope they can talk about
Kazuya was the hand guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, and you know, the woman whose name I forget, and I feel like
Nozomi?
Shit. Nozomi, that's
yeah, Nozomi. Hey, you forgot! I remember!
You know how terrible my memory is sometimes.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously Kazuya is doing his dream job, being a hand model.
Ah! You got jokes!
But that mean each year, like, bigger geeks, we expand our knowledge of stuff, but it's all in the back of our minds.
Okay.
Sure.
anything
else before we wrap it up?
Just how badass it was that Haruka did not say a word. Just gets off the bike, takes off the helmet, turns around, Omega. Amazon.
Yeah, it was nice, but... It was nice, but you know what would have been fucking great?
Hmm?
Just as the biggest in-joke in the world. He turns the bell, it says Omega, and he just looks at the person dead, looks at Shihiro dead in the eyes, and just goes, I am Amazon.
I am Amazon!
No, I got a better one. Turns around, I'm back, baby.
No.
No.
It was me. I'm the Amazon.
I am your father.
No!
Okay. Oh, God.
Search your feelings, Shihiro.
Anyways, next week.
Neo versus Omega.
Yeah, Haruka's targeting you, and apparently Mizuki is, like, relevant, apparently.
Wait. She'll actually do something?
Yeah, she had a gun, and I was
like...
She's
joined the hunting squad or some shit.
I'm like, it's been 5 years, so...
She better get some
time to make herself relevant to the plot.
I hated Mizuki.
You know what's gonna happen?
We all hated Mizuki!
Chihiro's probably gonna fuck up Haruka so bad that for him to live, they're gonna have to give him the new belt. That's probably what's gonna happen.
I don't know.
Knowing a show like this, that's
I won't count it out as a possibility.
I like to think that, like I said, there's only the one belt and Haruka steals it.
Nah,
it's going to come down to whether the show decides that Haruka's veteran status as a combatant is more important, or if it's more important for the new protagonist to be the winner.
Oh my God.
Or end up in a tie.
What if?
Can I just say, fuck the fact that the Omega suit isn't beat up like it was in the last episode of season one.
Well, okay, yeah, kind of recover. It's had
5 years.
Kind of butt her, but
yeah, but then you have Alpha, whose suit always looks fucked up, except for the flashback when he first transformed.
Well, okay, you gotta remember that the Amazon, like, their suits, that, like, when they transform and stuff like that, that's their actual body. So, like, Haruka was already fucked up before he transformed into that form. So, you know, over time you heal, so
Jin is just, like, perma-damaged.
Yeah, Jin just, he fights all the fucking time, so he's constantly fucked up.
And, you know, his diet of whatever he cooks or whatever, yeah, whatever he eats isn't
kills
that good.
He eats. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I cooked some eggs today.
Oh, so did I.
Crack them on my skull! Ow!
I'm a assistant scout master for a Boy Scout group, and we were teaching them how to build fires and cook on fire.
Oh.
Death!
Make sure you bring your wizard stuff. But no.
So next week's episode is Persona Non Grata.
There's just,
because there wasn't a better P word.
Can you remember more vowels in that name?
Just think of this quickly. What does the Amazon driver have?
The new one or the old one?
The old one. It's the belt.
The belt, the weapon, and the register.
The Neo Amazon driver. Belt, register.
And the drugs.
There are two registers right
Except
now.
Except the Neo one also has the needle.
Yeah, think of it. There are two registers, but only one belt. What if they have one belt left in the safe? In case Shihiro's belt gets broken or something.
Oh, you're saying the belt that would have been paired up with EU's register?
Yeah.
Possibly?
Because think of it. If you're if you're a big company, you're not just going to make one of something. You're going to probably make a...
Does Shihiro/Neo have a register? Because I don't remember.
Yeah, he has a register.
Okay, then sure. But we'll see what happens, but that's likely.
Well, we haven't seen what it looks like. We just know that he has one.
Yeah. Sure.
For all we know, he could have the fucking gold one since they never use it for Mamo.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
That would be fucked.
I know, right? Where's Kazuya? Where's Nozomi? Where's Mamo?
Like I said, Kazuya's being a hand model.
Or bad.
Or trying to find a place where you can buy one glove.
Please.
But what about Mamoru?
Watch it. Mamoru's going to have his own V-cinema come out. Come right here, Amazon.
Just give him a belt in his own movie.
Would be so down!
Where he becomes Kamen Rider Amazon Mole.
Kamen Rider Amazon V Cinema, Kamen Rider M Mole's on.
And it's basically like drills for Amazon. Arms.
It's really adorable how much you like love Mamoru.
Yeah!
Like we all love him, but like you love him. Like he's your favorite character.
I latch on to things emotionally.
Yes, you do. We all do.
It's like how I love, like.
I like how,
Hase! That's...
Yeah, yeah. Good job latching onto that guy whose name you fucking forgot.
I was about to say Kiryu. I'm like, nope, not him. Hase.
I like how, the Mole Amazon figure art completes the, 4-course meal of figure art accessories.
Which is?
You have Bravo with the wine, mm-hmm. Caucasus with the flower garnish, and the Hopper Brothers with ramen.
Does the Hoppers come with ramen?
The original.
The original ones. I didn't know that. Their own little ramen.
Oh yeah, you were posting about that. That's funny.
So it's like
just all of them sitting at a table.
I think we should wrap up for tonight.
Yeah. All right, so very gory episode. It seems Toei's really stepped up their fucking game for.
Hey Garo.
Two. So
suck it.
Yeah. Well, now. Garo still has tits, so unless we get tits in Amazon.
He's got you there.
Yeah.
What are we, high school students?
Sure.
Hey, boobs is boobs.
Yeah, boobs are boobs. We like boobs.
You guys are weird.
We're weird
for liking boobs?
Gar, Yellowcaster Autogar, boob hater. You've heard it here, folks.
Guess he's an ass man.
I'm an ass man! Alright, everyone, Ichi, do the spiel.
Thank you for listening, watching, liking, favoriting, subscribing, and sharing. Please check out the primary source of our hijinks at castranger.podbean.com. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/rscastranger, where we post memes and interesting bits on the reg. Tweet at us at AC Studios and check out our Patreon and consider pledging to help us make the show better for you.
Please do. And if you have a request, you could, you know, make a donation and make a request.
If you ask real nice, Gar will dress up all pretty for you.
He will.
Because everyone can see that.
Hey, I'll put it in the video.
Good night, everybody.